This is an All Ears English podcast. Affect or effect? Avoid this native speaker mistake.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Did you know that even some native speakers get confused about when to use affect with an E and effect with an A? Today, we clear up your confusion with these two words so that you can feel confident in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Hello, Aubrey. I'm doing great. How are you? What's going on?
Excellent. I have a question.
Okay.
Do you ever have trouble knowing whether to write affect with an A or an E? They sound the same.
I know. Oh, it's a lifelong struggle. I know the difference, right? It's like I've thought about it many times. I know the difference, but every time I go to write it, it's the kind of thing I have to think, am I using this correctly?
Yes.
Because it's a mistake that you don't want to make. It's definitely a level of education to know the difference for sure. And that's what our listeners are going to learn today.
Yes. But even, you know, both of us with master's degrees, English mm-hmm. teachers, we still have to sometimes stop and think about it because when we're speaking, they sound exactly the same. We got a question about this today and I'm excited to dive in because likely a lot of you out there listening have had this question. Maybe you've looked into it a little. We're going to really break it down and make it simple for you today.
A very common question here. So guys, go ahead and hit the follow button on All Ears English if you haven't done that yet. We do publish now 5 days a week on this show and don't miss a single episode. So hit follow. All right.
Awesome. If you want to read the question for us, Lindsay, it was just from H, the letter H. So I'm not sure what the name was. Yes.
Okay, H. All right, here we go.
Shout out H.
Okay. I'm really amazed by your podcast and they're really helping me improve. I was wondering if you could explain the difference in how to use the word affect and effect. Lots of love. H.
Yes. One written with an E, effect, and then effect with an A. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do sound a little different, but for 99% of the times you will hear these words, they sound exactly the same. So
it's true.
No big deal for speaking, right?
Right.
You're not
right.
making a mistake. They sound the same.
Right. Because when I was reading that question, I thought to myself, should I change my pronunciation? But I decided not to because we don't say, you know, side effects.
We
say side effects.
They sound the same when we're speaking. Maybe in other English speaking countries, maybe in, you know, the UK or New Zealand, maybe they pronounce them a little differently, but in the States, most of the time they sound the same.
Yeah. This is what we're teaching you here, guys. American English. We do have guests on that teach us British English, Aussie English, but we focus here mostly on American English. All right.
Okay. Yes. So right at the top here, we're going to share a pro tip that for 99% of the instances you see these used or when you will use them, affect with an A is a verb And effect with an E is a noun. So that's really the only way to know. That's why, Lindsay, you were saying that sometimes you have to stop and think, how am I using this in the sentence? Yes, is it a verb or a noun? Mm-hmm. That's how you know how to write it.
Yep, exactly. That's always the conversation that goes through my head. It's kind of annoying that we have to have that conversation in our heads over and over again with these two words. And there are a number of others, different other words that are hard to parse between them sometimes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, but there is a sort of a mnemonic device that can help you remember which is which. You say A is for action. So that's effect, starts with an A. This is a verb. It's an action.
Yeah.
And E is for end result. The effect is spelled like effect, but we usually just say effect, right? You know, it starts with an E. If it's a noun, if it's the end result.
Oh, that's helpful. I'm going to use that.
Yes, me too. I saw a couple other, there are a couple others, Raven, where, but I was like, this is the most simple. I like this one. A is for action. E is for end result.
Okay. Good to know. Then where else do we go from here, Aubrey?
Yeah, so let's do a couple of examples. First of all, we'll start with effect as a noun when it's written with an A. So this means to have an effect on with an E or to make a difference to something.
Oh, didn't we say it was a verb?
Oh, you're right. I wrote the wrong one there. This is verb.
Now we're really good music, our
effect
listeners.
With an A is a verb. Yes. Let's give a couple of sentences where you can see. Effect is an A, a verb.
So the dry air affects my skin, and that is very true in Colorado. I'm sure it is for you, Aubrey, in Arizona. Right?
Absolutely. My skin gets so dry. I have to use a lot of lotion. And I'm really terrible. I've admitted this here before about drinking enough water. So that also has, you know, also affects how dry my skin is.
Yes, exactly. Or don't let what she says affect you. It's a high level sentence right there.
Absolutely. I say this to my children a lot. If they're sharing something that wasn't very kind that someone said, you know, don't let what they say affect you. You can choose how much this affects your mental state. So you can see it's an action here. It's a verb. Something is affecting something else. These words are affecting how you feel.
Yes, I love it. So again, coming back to A for action, effect, right?
Exactly. And then the second one,
end result.
E for the end result. It's a noun, effect with an E. And this is a change, which is a result or a consequence of an action or a cause. This is why they're especially tricky, is they're really related. You might see them both in the same sentence, right? These are the effects created this effect.
Yeah, so tricky. And you can sometimes see that for sure. For example, this music has a profound effect on my mood. So again, end result, noun, right?
Exactly. So you see, you know, the end result of this music being played is my mood changes. So you see that it has an effect, a noun, a thing.
Yes. Or she felt the effects of the medication immediately, right? The effects, we talked about side effects at the top of the show. So the results.
Exactly, right? This medication had an end result. She's feeling it, right? Maybe it's numbing some pain, whatever this medication is doing. This reminds me of when I had a C-section and they give you a spinal block and I felt it immediately. I'm like, wow, that was a really fast effect.
Wow. Okay.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
All right, Aubrey, we're going to get into some tougher stuff now. I think we've made it really clear to our listeners the difference. Again, just to remind you guys, effect with an A, verb. All right. Effects with an E, noun. Okay.
Exactly. Noun. And then this is what really makes these two words confusing. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, what we just talked about is 99% of the times you'll use it or you'll hear it, but these words do exist in other ways, but they're used a little less commonly. But we want to share them because you do need to recognize that, ooh, there are exceptions here.
Right. So now that we've gone and made everything neat and tidy for our listeners, we're going to blow it all up. sounds like we're just going to reverse everything, but we're going to show you how rarely they're used. And so then you'll be able to look for these contexts that are very special. These are special exceptions. Okay. Yes.
And the most helpful thing here is that though it's spelled the same, the word affect with an A, it can be a noun, but it's almost always pronounced affect. We change the vowel. So that helps a lot. If you hear affect, it's spelled the same, but it has a different meaning.
Oh, that's helpful. That's helpful. So the pronunciation. So this is used in psychological context to refer to facial expressions, gestures, postures, vocal intonations that typically come along with an emotion. So maybe a psychologist would be evaluating someone for some condition. And if they're not showing affect, they might be considered for certain conditions, right?
Exactly, right? They often will say flat affect. He had a flat affect, means they're expressing no emotion at all. You also might hear a cheery or a happy or a bright affect, meaning they look happy. They seem to be, you know, having positive emotions.
Yeah, that makes sense. So this is used much more in the clinical sense, right? So
it's interesting though, because yesterday I heard this used twice on a podcast because they were talking about someone and they started talking about her affect. They're like, it's strange because her affect is different. It seems to be different when she's around her friends and when she's around, you know, this guy she was dating actually is what they were talking about. So it was interesting. I'm like, it's not always just psychologists using this. You will hear someone say affect, but luckily it sounds different instead of affect.
Right.
Affect.
So in that case, guys, we really need to listen for the pronunciation. Okay. Yes. That's going to be your clue. And when it's written, it's probably going to be paired with some
their feeling, their mood.
Yeah.
In context. Exactly. The context will help you know. You might see she maintained a happy affect in spite of feeling disappointed. And so, you know, you can see it's not being used as a verb in this sentence. The context, clearly we're talking about mood, emotions. You know, it's a noun. It's this other meaning.
Tricky. Okay. All right. So we'll put that in the exception category in psychological clinical context. Now, what's the second exception?
Yeah. So this one's about effect, which can be a verb that means to cause something to happen. And this one's a little tricky. Sometimes the pronunciation won't change. It still just sounds like effect, depending on someone's maybe accent or their regional dialect. But sometimes you will hear it pronounced effect, to effect change.
Yeah, to affect change, to effect. I think I would tend to say affect, same pronunciation. I want to affect.
I've heard both, but I think I do the same. I want to affect change in the world. I don't think I would change the vowel much.
Yeah, or studies show that the advertisements are affecting change in the market, are affecting change. So they're causing change in the market.
Exactly. Okay? This is the most difficult one. Luckily, it's the most rare. I don't see this. It's very impressive and professional to say it this way because you could just say cause for both of these. Like, I want to cause change. I want to make a difference. You know, these advertisements are causing changes in the market. But sometimes someone will choose to use this verb affect. And this is a little trickier because then you have to really think about, wait, usually affect as a verb, you know, starts with an A. Here it's with an E. This is the trickiest one to figure out.
Yeah, I think focusing on the chunk effect or affect change is your key there.
Exactly. I agree.
Because I could also say studies show that the advertisements are affecting the market with the A as the verb that we talked about at the top of the show.
That's true. And it really is collocated almost always with affect change. So that's going to be your marker, a signpost. Mm-hmm. If it says affect change, it means cause change. And if change isn't there, it should be written with an A.
Right. Can you think of any other ways that's chunked up? Affect in this exception? Not really, right?
No, right? So you show that advertisements are affecting... Even if you say like affecting, no, it's really just affect change. So that's a great pro tip. We kind of worked out as we're talking here. We really just collocate, especially where it's used so rarely that people aren't just throwing it in sentences in daily conversation. They're using it to elevate their speech, to elevate the way they're saying something. And it really is used specifically to talk about affecting change.
Yeah. Most of the time you're hearing daily conversation, you're hearing what we showed you, the neat and clear differences at the beginning of the show, right?
Exactly. And we would just say in regular daily conversation, we'd usually just say cause. You're going to cause this, going to cause change, going to, you know,
create change.
Yeah.
Create other things. You always, you can have a backup plan. If you're not sure, you can say create change, cause change, impose change, drive change. There's a lot
exactly.
we could do.
Yes, exactly. Right. There are so many synonyms for these words, but this is fantastic because now you guys will know which one to use in a sentence. And when you hear them, because I have a feeling you're going to start hearing them a lot, they're very common in English.
Yeah.
You'll have a better idea of like what is meant by the sentence.
All right. Good stuff. Let's do a role play, Aubrey. Now we can bring it all together. Okay.
Yes. I am telling you about a recent meeting with our mutual friend in this role play. I'll start us out.
Okay.
Marie seems to be doing really well. She has the same bright affect she always did.
That's good to hear. I haven't seen her in ages. Unfortunately, her move across the country really affected our friendship.
Yeah, it had the same effect on us. It's so difficult to stay in touch.
I've been impressed how she's been able to affect change with her nonprofit. I can't wait to chat with her about it.
Awesome. So we used all four here. Mm-hmm. You can see how it didn't even feel unnatural to use all of these. They come up very often in conversation. The other two, I sort of had to squeeze them in there. I might say it a different way in daily conversation because like we said, they're less common.
Yeah.
There are lots of other ways to say this, but yeah, let's go over them.
Yeah. So you said Marie seems to be doing well. She has the same bright affect. And that's where we have that pronunciation change that she always did. Other things we could say could be she has the same bright personality or
yeah, she's just as cheerful.
Yeah.
And that I would be more likely to. I don't often use affect in the middle of a conversation.
Right.
Probably would be more likely to be like, she's just as chipper as she always was.
Yeah. It's more likely, like we said, to be on a list of a clinical checklist for a psychologist, a therapist or something. Not so much talking about our friends, but we're just using that for an example. Okay, guys?
Yeah. And it will come up. I was really surprised to hear it on that podcast twice. I'm like, okay, this, you know, you will hear it.
Yeah, it's for sure. What did I say after that, Aubrey?
And then you said, that's good to hear. I haven't seen her in ages. Her move across the country really affected our friendship. So this is with an A because it's an action. It's a verb. Her moving was an action that affected our friendship.
Love that. And then you said, yeah, it has the same effect on us, or it had the same effect on us, right? So now talking about the noun, right? So the same effect on us. It's so difficult to stay in touch. The results.
Exactly. The end result was the same. We have fallen out of touch. Yes, exactly.
Okay, good. And then the final one, what did you say? What did I say?
Yeah, you said she's been able to affect change with her nonprofit. This is where we're going to hear this the most. We're talking about someone who's really made a difference in the world. If we're wanting to say that in a little bit of a, you know, more elevated way, I might say she has been able to affect change.
Right. And look at that. We're coming back to that chunk. That's where we're finding it is affect change. So just look out for that and you'll be just fine, guys. All right.
Absolutely.
Good. Aubrey, any takeaway today? I'm so glad. I can't believe we haven't covered this yet on the show. And I'm so glad we are today.
Yes, I know. This has been really fun. The good news is, guys, the most common uses of these words sound exactly the same. So when it comes to spoken English, when you are speaking, you don't have to worry about it at all. You're always going to be correct.
Right.
The only one that really sounds different is affect, which is used so rarely. Do not stress about it.
For sure. So that's the good news. And also keep in mind that natives, even for the first two examples where we made it quite clear, native speakers are still going back and forth in their minds when they're writing emails, even English teachers.
I know, still, it's true. You know, my sister called me not long ago and she's like, explain to me affect and effect again. I'm writing this email and I don't know if I'm using the right one.
So right on.
Walk her through it. She's a native English speaker.
Yeah, of course. So don't worry about it. Again, come back to connection. Never break the connection while you're spending time trying to figure out which one to write. Write that email, get it out, communicate, ask for what you're looking for, and just go for it, okay?
And remember our pro tip, which will really help, right? If you have to think for just a second, which one should I write? A is for action, E is for end result, and you're going to get it right.
All right, thanks for covering this with me today. Aubrey, this has been good. I'm so glad we got
awesome.
To this.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Topic. All right, take care.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.